Welcome to Black Love Now. I'm your host, Scarlett Taylor Wolesky. The Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture recently acquired what is thought to be the largest and most complete set of historic Charleston slave badges. The collection includes 146 rare badges dating as far back as 1804. It also features badges with maker's marks and two with personalized inscriptions. To share the stories of these objects with a worldwide audience, the museum has launched a searchable museum feature at searchablemuseum.com/slave badge, which tells the historical significance of Charleston slave badges and the museum's recent exciting acquisition. In other news, in an article by Hyperallergic, there is an article about an exhibition where a project honors the victims of police violence. A new phase of the 1-800-HAPPY-BIRTHDAY art initiative aims to raise national awareness about the epidemic of state violence. Created by San Francisco-based artist Muhammad Gorgestani, the project initially began in 2020 as a voicemail initiative that allowed people to leave and listen to messages for the victims on their birthdays. 2 years later, it became a large-scale interactive display that ran for 4 months in a warehouse on the border of East Williamsburg and Bushwick. The exhibition raised $12,000 in funds for the families of the exhibition celebrants. Sandra Bland, Philando Castile, Stefan Clark, Fred Cox, and Eric Garner, just to name a few. Now, a word from your indie curator. Hello, everyone, and I'm just over the moon excited to come back and record again. It's been a really long time. So, welcome. My name is Scarlett Taylor Wolesky. If you haven't been here with me before, I'm happy to share some time with you. This is the first time on the podcast, actually, that I have spoken without an interview. So if I sound a little frazzled, you understand why. It was very easy in the first season to hide behind the mic in a way that prevents me from having to be in the spotlight. It's a little bit uncomfortable, I have to say. But it's quite all right. I'm getting used to it, actually. So, one of the things that I wanted to share, the most important thing that I wanted to share is the purpose for the podcast and the purpose for some of the changes that are occurring within the podcast. So I want to define the vision for you. The reason that Black Love Now has a podcast as an exhibition, it is a means to build community. There's been a lot of death online. We saw a lot of people die, unfortunately, and we have to deal with what it looks like to heal from those experiences moving forward. And while we were assaulted online visually, we saw people die and death and dying, we can also use online as a place and site of healing. So that is part and parcel as to why this podcast exist. And so on a future episode, hopefully and most likely the next episode, the question that I'd like listeners to call in and answer is, where were you the first time you saw someone die online? Who was it? What was that experience like? And did you happen to share it with anyone? I want to know your answer. For me, the first person I saw die online was Eric Garner. I was in my apartment, my first apartment, and me and my sister were watching stories on Facebook, and we saw Eric Garner strangled to death on Facebook. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that experience. And it is difficult to process, and it is a lot to process, but it's not something that is going to happen overnight. We have lots of time to digest it bit by bit and deal with it together. So feel free to call in, or you can actually leave a voice message and send it to me in Google, in the Google Drive. The podcast email address is blacklovenowpodcast@gmail.com. One of the most important topics that is in alignment with my heart is Christian love and its place within the greater American society. Carrying out Christian love in a way that changes communities, not just talking about being a Christian and or looking like a Christian in public, but like living that out in a visible and tangible way, in a way that is going to transform our communities, our neighborhoods, our city, our state, our nation, as a whole. So that's why I want to address just a singular group of people, a singular demographic, but I'm really reaching to everyone, especially those who are my Christian brothers and sisters, because we position ourselves in a way where we want to do the right thing, but we don't want to be held accountable for doing the right thing, or for doing the wrong thing. It's really difficult. It's really difficult to talk about, as we, on the one hand, want to be right and want to do the right thing, but we also don't want to get too involved, right? We don't want to step on anybody's toes. We don't want to offend and all of that. But if we are going to live out our biblical worldview with our whole heart and our whole mind and with all of our understanding, then when we see Black people dying online, we have to do something. We have to say something. We have to carry each other's burdens. Like, this is what our scripture teaches us, and we know it for ourselves, but we apply it in ways that only makes it all the more easy for us to live our everyday lives. We don't want to be interrupted or disrupted. I want to continue doing all of my same rudimentary routine things without having to give my whole self. And I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to leave it out on the table, because this is who we are. This is what we've claimed with all the conviction that one can have or muster. So, carrying out Christian love in a way that changes community is the pillar that is central to the love in Black Love Now. It's very easy to focus on like romantic love or love that is self-seeking and self-serving, but Christian love is a love that is other-centered and other-focused and does not seek to please itself. So, continuing on with aligning my heart with my mission and focus, what I want my audience, my guests, to feel when they've left this podcast is comforted. I want you to leave knowing that there is a space that is safe for you to discuss hard things, frustrating things. These things leave us completely enraged at times, and there's no voice that is willing to articulate it, especially not in public. The most joy that I get is when I get to talk about difficult things with people who love me. And it's not often that, you know, we get a chance to do that, but when those times occur, it's actually really refreshing. It's like having a big drink of water, because you feel seen, understood, and heard. So here's how you, in particular, can feel confident in voicing these particular issues. You can, again, leave a voice message, or you can leave an email, and I can communicate these things pretty easily over the inters of web. And yes, so we'll get to share your thoughts on our next episode. So looking forward to that. Also, for those of you who are new to the show, and those of you who have come back, I can't tell you how amazed I am that over 1,000 of you have listened to this show. I never thought in a million years that the podcast would have that much of an impact. And so I'm grateful to you in Japan, in Brazil, in Belgium. There's somebody listening from Belgium. Thank God. I'm really, truly blown away. So thank you for coming back, and thank you for being patient and waiting for my return. But so the new ones of you, I am working on some one-to-one client projects where I am researching some artwork. And if you are interested in becoming and getting a membership so that you can have access to purchase a private sale, please reach out to me. I have some access and I have some works that the our private client is interested in selling. So we can do a webinar and give you a first look at some of the work that's available. So that would be really interesting and very exciting. So I would love to get to know my buyers very closely. So that would be a really great way for us to connect on a one-to-one level as well. So also, if you just have any questions about fine art, how to buy, where you're buying from, sometimes just the idea of going to an art fair, maybe there's an art fair or Miami Basel, there's so much to see. The contemporary art world is very overwhelming and it's very big. That's why I like to focus on African American art in particular. One of the reasons is because it is so massive and it can be overwhelming. So I like to kind of micro things down in a way that's more digestible for me. And selecting the specific art fairs to go to that aren't going to overwhelm you. And knowing when to take breaks and knowing which gallerist to talk to or who will talk to you. Some people don't even talk to you. So you just have to, take it with a grain of salt and just keep treading. So yes, if you have any questions about any of that, do let me know. I can be followed on Instagram at black.love.now. Those dots are places of rest, so think of it that way instead of just period after period. But yes, so moving on, we'll just keep drawing on experiences that I've had in the art world, work in the field, any sort of details that I can share with you from previous experiences or my mentor, previous mentors. Just let me know. I want these initial series to be a lot of fun and more interesting. I am recording it in the evening, so it's a little bit hush, but I think at some point I will transition to a space where I can speak a little bit more freely for the recordings. So it'll be so much fun. So let's make sure that we reach out on socials. On Instagram, we have a small community on Facebook, Black Love Now. Feel free to send a request to be initiated, and I will send you a few questions, a small questionnaire to make sure that there's no trolls. And we're calling all women who love museums, and it's going to be fun. We'll be sharing art exhibitions as they come up. You won't be hearing so much of that over the summer though, because galleries close in the summertime, or they go on leave, they go on vacation. There's the biennials to go to, so it doesn't have to be a museum, but we will keep you filled in on what to go look at, where to look at it, and again, those Black gallery profiles I am really, really looking forward to. So without further ado, I'm going to sign off. It's been great to come back on. I'm going to try my best to post at least once a week. It's tough, but look for me once a week. But without further ado, have the most wonderful evening, and we'll talk.